The news is read now by Kate Egan.
As the Russian invasion of Ukraine enters its 21st day, there are indications of progress in talks between the two sides. Human rights groups continue to express fears for civilians trapped in besieged cities. The office of the Ukrainian prosecutor has said more than 100 children had been killed since the Russian invasion began. Kate Carolyn reports.
Air raid sirens have been sounding overnight and this morning in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, which remains under curfew. Loud explosions have been heard in western parts of the capital. Russian military bombardments are continuing on other cities and towns across the country. The country's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said progress is being made in peace talks with Russia and that negotiations are beginning to sound more realistic. Further negotiations between Ukrainian and Russian officials are due to resume today.
A Ukrainian MP, Solomia Bobrovska, has said the people of Kyiv are preparing for a siege by Russian forces. She said she feared for civilians in cities that are targets of the Russian offensive, including Mariupol and Kharkiv. On this programme, she also said it was her fervent wish that the talks between her government and Russian officials would come to a speedy and successful conclusion.
I want to believe we have hope to get at least ceasefire and we'll find the compromise. It's horrible to see what's going on with Mariupol now, with Kharkiv as well. They started to shell the railway station. He showed that he's cutting actually all critical infrastructure.
And in the past few minutes, regional officials in Mariupol and Russian forces had bombed an area near a train station where thousands of refugees are taking shelter. NATO defence ministers are meeting in Brussels today to discuss what further support they can offer Ukraine. It's the first time the ministers are meeting in person since the beginning of the Russian invasion. Members of the alliance have already sent weapons and doubled the number of troops deployed to NATO member states in Eastern Europe. The Taoiseach Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Leo Varadkar, will convene a meeting of the Enterprise Forum later today. The forum will hear about the impact of the Russian invasion of Ukraine on businesses in terms of energy costs and disruption to supply chains. The Taoiseach and other political leaders are continuing their visits to the United States, fulfilling engagements in advance of St. Patrick's Day. In Washington, the main emphasis of the programme will be on business and economic links between Ireland and the United States. Here's our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Political, business and cultural leaders from Ireland are out in force in the United States, using the unrivalled opportunity of St. Patrick's Week to promote links between the two countries. The Taoiseach and the Minister for Transport and Energy, Eamon Ryan, will continue their meetings with senior US congressional figures, and the Taoiseach will present Science Foundation Ireland awards to John and Patrick Collison, the founders of financial services firm Stripe, at a US Chamber of Commerce event. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald and Michelle O'Neill are also meeting the Congressional Friends of Ireland group on Capitol Hill. Tonight, the main event is the 30th anniversary Ireland Funds Gala, at which President Biden is expected to make an appearance. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
Police in Northern Ireland have released five men they had been questioning about the murder of journalist Lyra McKee 3 years ago. The men, aged from 21 to 54 years, were arrested in the Cityside area of Derry yesterday morning. They were released last night. A report is being submitted to the Public Prosecution Service. Another man, aged 26, who was also arrested yesterday, remains in custody. Lyra McKee, who was 29, was shot dead in Derry in April 2019 as she observed rioting in the Craigan area. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be generally cold this morning with patches of frost, ice and mist. Outbreaks of rain will die out in the east and southeast, but cloud will linger. Frost and mist will clear to give a mainly bright day with sunny spells and well-scattered showers. Highest temperatures will range from 8 to 11 degrees.